Kazim Sultan sur antenne. Hello, Kazim.
Hello, John.
How are you doing?
I'm well, and you?
Yes, me too. Alors, in French, for the audience. Alors, l'année dernière, donc, j'ai eu Kazim Sultan, donc, qui nous parlait de son album solo. Alors, c'est vrai qu'il a été très productif. En un an, il s'est passé beaucoup de choses. Last year, I got an interview with you, and between 2009 and 2010 now, it happened many things with you. You were so many active. You were involved in different projects with a workshop with Todd Rundgren. You worked with Meatloaf for the last album called Hank Cold Teddy Bear. And could you tell me what happened about... in 1 year.
Oh, I'm sorry, what happened in the year?
Yes.
Hello?
Yes. Hello?
Yes, I hear you.
Yes, sure.
Oh, well, there many things happened during the year. I, like you said, I was working with Todd Rundgren. We were doing one record of his, A Wizard, A True Star. We were doing that shows. We did a couple of shows in Europe. One in London, and then one in Amsterdam, and we also played a bunch of shows here in the United States. Before that, I was working with Meatloaf on his record, his new record, Hang Cool Teddy Bear. I did that, and then I'm working on my own material as well.
Is it? Was it difficult to conciliate the different activities?
No, I'm used to it. I do it all the time, so it's not out of the ordinary for me to work on numerous projects at once.
This year, during May, you were for a mini tour for 7 dates in United States for your solo.
Yeah.
Yes, and. Could you tell me how was the atmosphere? You play in the small venues?
Yes, I play in I tend to play in much smaller venues, like anywhere from maybe 100 to 200 seats, and I enjoy it more than anything. I enjoy it more than playing with anyone else, because it gives me a chance to play my own music to my fans and people who come to see me. Specifically, and I get a great joy and great thrill out of that, and I plan to continue to do that well into the future.
Could you tell me about your set list when you play solo for a solo concert? Is it just focused with your solo albums, or maybe you mix your elements from Utopia, for example, or do you play sometimes cover?
Yeah, well, I'm very, very lucky in the sense that I've worked with so many artists, and my career has been so diverse that I can draw from a great number of songs that I've either worked on or I've been a part of, or that means something to me, and I'm never lacking for material. A lot of my show is my own material, but at the same token, there's just as many songs from Utopia, and as well as artists that I appreciate and that I think are really, really good. Every once in a while, I'll throw in a song from another artist that touches me. You know what I mean?
Well, yes, but are you agree if I tell you your music when you play solo is between Toto and Billy Joel?
That's a new one, and I've never heard that before. Toto and Billy Joel. Well, I love Toto.
Yes,
and I'm a big Billy Joel fan, so that makes sense, I think.
Yeah. Okay, but this year you took the real decision to leave the Neverland Express. Mm-hmm. What was the reason exactly? It was because you want to focus into your solo career 100%.
Well, you know, I've always managed to squeeze in my solo work in between working with other artists. So that wasn't so much an issue as I was a little tired of working with that band. I thought that I had given my best, and that it was time for me to move on. So I gracefully left and said thank you, and I wish them all the best in the future. But it was time for me to go. I wasn't having any fun anymore. It wasn't fun for me.
What's the plan for the rest of 2010? Will you record a brand new solo album? And do you intend to come maybe back in Europe, but just for your solo?
Well, I'm going to tell you exactly what I'm doing. This, I have just some dates over the summer with Todd Rundgren. But for the most part, for this summer, I'm going to be working on my new record. And my new record is very, very exciting because I'm going to be utilizing the fans. Everyone who's a fan of mine will be able to help me make this record in the sense that they will be able to submit pictures of themselves to be included on the cover of my album. They will be entered into a contest to have me come and play at their house for nothing. And it's going to be, I've already started writing material for the record, so it's going to be a really, really good record. I think it'll be my best one yet.
Okay, I just would like to thank to you and some fans to say hello. You have the hello from Florence.
Hello from Belgium and from all of Europe and anyone listening. I miss you guys terribly, and I can't wait to see you again. And I do have plans on playing solo in Europe very, very soon.
Okay, we are listening one of your tracks, Heaven Help the Child. See you.
Bye.